Hey everyone, welcome to Money Moves. I'm Alejandro and I'll be talking about self-improvement and success. But the most important one is how to stay focused, okay? Whether you're trying to build a new skill, improve your mindset, or just be a better version of yourself, this episode is for you then. So grab your headphones and get comfortable. And of course, let's get into it. First thing, what does it mean to work on yourself, right? I know it sounds simple, but it's actually a layered process. Working on yourself means taking active steps, you know? It's like you have to learn those steps, you know? You have to make them a habit, like running, you know, if you want to improve mentally, emotionally, and physically. It's about investing in your growth and in yourself, and that investment pays dividends in all areas of your life. But here's the thing, working on yourself doesn't mean aiming for perfection, okay? So if you fall, you just have to get up and learn. So perfection is never gonna be okay. So because we're never perfect, so you have to get up, actually get up if you fall and learn from the things that you fail, okay? It's about progress as well. It's getting to know yourself better, understanding your strengths and weaknesses. It's about making small and consistent changes that build over time. So how do you actually do that? Let's break it down, because not everyone knows how to do them, okay? And the first step is set clear goals. You have to set goals to get the dreams. If you want a dream car, if you want a Ferrari, a house, you have to set goals, right? To get that, how to make money. Okay, the first step is working on yourself. It is having clear goals, realistic goals. You can hit a target. You cannot hit a target if you don't know what you're aiming for, right? Whether it's improving your fitness, learning a new skill, or enhancing your mental health. You need to define what success looks like for you. Take some time to write down your goals on a piece of paper if you want. Make them specific, measurable, and time-bound, of course. And remember, they don't have to be massive goals. They can be small goals, because the smaller, more achievable ones lead to the biggest transformations, okay? Yeah, because people always tend to write massive goals. No, they have to be, you have to be small goals, right? You have to take small steps, right? You don't have to take a big step and then fall, okay? You just have to small steps and learn through the process. Okay, next let's talk about self-reflection. Self-reflection can improve if you don't know where you stand, okay? This means taking an honest look at yourself. What are your strengths and what are your weaknesses? What habits are holding you back? And most importantly, why you don't change? Why do you want to change? I'm sorry. Why do you want to change? The journal is a great tool for this, believe me. Spend a few times each day reflecting on your actions, thoughts, and feelings. Okay? Every time at night, when you lay on your bed, reflect what you did today, and you tell yourself, I have to be better today. I have to do better tomorrow. I'm sorry. You have to do better than today. Okay? If you want progress. It's not about being hard on yourself either. It's about gaining insights that will help you grow, that will help your mindset grow, okay? The third step is develop good habits. Now that you know where you stand and now that you know where you want to go, it's time to build the habits that will get you there, okay? That's what I talked about. You have to have habits, right? And habits are powerful because they shape our daily actions, okay? They actually shape your daily actions. I can tell you an example, okay? When I'm tired, you know what I do? I run. When I'm tired, I run. I work out. So I beat that temptation of staying on bed because I can tell you that bed is a dream killer. Okay? The never if you're tired, don't go to bed, okay? Use bed is for the night. And there's a quote that says, early to bed, early to rise makes a man wealthy and wise, okay? So the key is here is consistency. Small habits repeated daily and can lead you to big changes over time. Start with something simple. Don't have to take that. That's what I talked about as well. Take simple steps. You don't have to take big steps to make those habits. You just have to push yourself. Okay, maybe it's drinking more water, reading 10 minutes a day, waking up a little earlier, and the goal is to build momentum, okay? Enjoy, build momentum, enjoy those things that you're doing, okay? And enjoy knowing that those habits are gonna get you to the point that you wanna be, okay? And once you've mastered one habit, move on to the next one, okay? Don't stay at the same spot, at the same habit. Just build a next one, build a new one. Remember, it's not about doing everything at once either, because you can't do everything at once. You can read today, tomorrow you can work out, you know, or both at a time if you want, if you can, of course, because not everyone has the same time. It's about doing something every day. That's what I meant. The fourth step is continuous learning. Learn, okay? Don't stay stupid, don't stay dumb. Learn. If you fall, get up and learn from the things that you fail, like I said. Another crucial aspect of working on yourself is continuous learning. That's essential. That's essential in success, okay? The world is constantly changing, and the only way to keep us by learning, whether it's reading books, taking online courses, or even listening to podcasts like this one. You can listen to this podcast, I'm sorry. If you want to learn, feed your mindset, okay? Feed your mindset. So feed your mindset with good ideas. Be open to new ideas. Stay curious. The fifth step is surround yourself with the right people. And actually, for me, this one is the most important one because let's say you're a student at college and you hang out with dumb people, poor mindset people, right? And your mindset is gonna become what they say. It's gonna do what they say. For example, I'm gonna give you two examples. You let me know which one you choose, okay? Let me know which one is better for you. So you hang out with two friends and those two friends are dumb. You know, they always think about drinking, go to party. You have to lock in, okay? Drinking, go to party, and you actually don't learn, you don't do anything for your future, and in the future, you're gonna be working a 9-to-5. A 9-to-5 job, and which is not good because you're gonna be a slave your entire life, believe me. So you have to hang out with the right people. And now, these other two friends, which they are smart, they don't think about going to party, drink, get drunk, you know, they actually think for their future and think how to become a millionaire like you. I'm supposed to know that you're here because you want to become a millionaire, right? And those two friends go to study, read good books, right? So that's the thing, right? And they actually constantly thinking how to become a millionaire, how to they study, they do things, right? They work out, they have habits, and your mind is gonna learn what they do, right? How they do it. So you actually have to surround yourself with the right people if you want to learn, okay? Good things. That depends on which people you hang out with, okay? So actually, the sixth one is important as well, is staying focused. Now that we've covered how to work on yourself, let's talk about how to stay focused. During this process, because let's face it, distractions are everywhere. They are everywhere. Like, they can be whatever, you know? So, let's stay on track is let's stay on track, okay? And staying on track can be tough. So, one of the biggest challenges staying focused is, of course, distractions, social media, endless notifications, and even our own thoughts can pull us away from matter. The solution: create an environment that minimizes distractions, put your phone away, set design times for checking email, social media, create a workspace for you that can help you get there, okay? So the fewer distractions, the better it's gonna be for you and the more focused you're gonna be. So the seventh one is break tasks into smaller steps, okay? That's what I talked about earlier. You have to take small steps, and in the future, you're gonna be taking bigger steps, right? Not in the future, but every single day when you learn something new, you're actually taking a bigger step. So more manageable steps, big goals can be overwhelming for you, okay? But that can lead procrastination as well. But don't get stressed, okay? Just seek the kingdom of God first, okay? That's if you wanna achieve something, you have to follow God first, okay? Don't listen to those nonsense friends that they say, "No, I can do it without God." No, buddy, no. I can tell you that how I made it, it's not like that. I made it through God, okay? They helped me build my dream house, have my dream car, so He can help you always, always. Keep you motivated, okay? Build that habit of being motivated, okay? And use a planner or a to-do list to keep on track of the steps that you take. And don't forget, celebrate the small wins along the way. Don't just say, "Ah, this is a small win, I don't have to celebrate." It's actually a celebration, because what would happen if you didn't take those small steps? You wouldn't have won, right? So the eighth one is practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is a powerful tool for staying focused as well. By being present in the moment, you can tune out distractions, focus on the task at hand. This doesn't mean you have to meditate for hours and hours and long hours, okay? Sometimes it's as simple as taking a few deep breaths or doing a quick 5-minute meditation. You don't have to those long hours meditation, okay? And the more you practice mindfulness, the better it's gonna be for you, because the more focused you're gonna be, the more ready you're gonna be for life, for the future. So stay focused, okay? The ninth one is stay accountable. Accountability can be a game changer when it comes to staying focused. Whether it's having friends, family members, or even a coach, having someone to check in with can keep you on track. Share your goals with them. Actually, this one is very, very specific, okay? Because you can share your dreams, your goals with anyone, okay? Because you can share your dreams, your big dreams, with small mindsets, okay? You cannot do that, because they're gonna drag you down. They're gonna drag you down, and you're gonna probably, if you're new, you're gonna give up, right? You're gonna say, "Yeah, he's right," but no, he's not right. So don't tell everyone your big dreams, okay? And don't forget to hold yourself accountable too. Regularly review your progress and adjust your course if needed. This self-checking process, it can help you stay aligned with your goals. Remember your why always. Finally, the key to stay focused is to always remember your why. Why did you set bigger goals, okay? Why did you set these goals at first place? What's your biggest purpose behind your efforts? When things get tough, reconnecting with your why can reignite your motivation and help you push through, okay? All right, folks, that's a wrap up on today's episode. Working on yourself is a lifelong journey, so stay focused. Don't let anyone drag you down and kill your dreams, because at the end of the day, you're gonna be rich, you're gonna be a millionaire, you're gonna be successful. And those ones that try to drag you down, they're gonna say, "Wow, this man was right." So don't never give up, because if you give up, this and don't quit, because there's nothing out of quitting, right? What are you gonna get if you quit? Now, if you don't quit, what are you gonna get, right? You have to ask yourself that. Well, if I don't quit, I'm gonna get all the things that I want. But if I quit, I won't get nothing out of it, right? So enjoy this episode. Make sure to subscribe and share with someone who might need this motivation as well and this learning. So learn from this. Actually motivate yourself. Say, oh wow, he's right. I don't have to quit. I don't have to listen to those nonsense guys, because they have nothing, and at the end of the day I'm gonna be rich and they're gonna be poor and they're gonna be working a 9-to-5 job, and I'm gonna be pulling up great cars, I'm gonna live in a big house, I'm gonna retire my parents if that's your goal. So see you guys on the next episode, and this is everything for today. So see you next time.